Welcome to another episode of How to Sell Your Coaching with your host, the Coach's Coach, Wayne Sutton. We invite you to listen, enjoy, and implement these proven methods in your business today.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of HowToSellYourCoaching.com. Wayne Sutton here. Today we're going to jump into something a little different. So we're going to go back quickly. Hear me now. We're going to go back to language and language patterns and sales tactics. But I want to jump into some of the clients that we want to avoid. Avoiding other people's problems. Avoiding the wrong type of clients. As a coach, as a consultant. Okay? Now, recently I had someone come to me and they said, Wayne, I want you to develop a coaching program, and this was for they have a digital marketing company, and their coaching program is going to teach other digital marketing companies or company owners how to follow their process. Anyway, great program, lots of potential, lots of great ideas. We had a great discovery call, went from our normal 15-minute discovery call in about 45 minutes, tons of notes, but little red flags kept coming up. I gave the price. I gave a very fair price. It was more than they wanted, but I want you to understand this. I knew if I took this client on, I was going to be taking on a lot of extra work, a lot of extra payload to make it, you know, to appease them. And I knew how to do the program without a doubt. But I knew if I was going to take this extra time, then I needed to do two things. Number one, extend my normal time of 28-day completion. So we moved it over to a 60-day. And number two, we raised the price. Now, I met with someone and one of my marketing consultants and shared with them what we did. And they said, what if they say no? I said, then it's not needed. It's not needed. There's plenty of people we can help. And so I'm going to read to you a quick little short blurb out of Robert Greene's book, 48 Laws of Power. It says, avoid the unhappy and the unlucky. Avoid the unhappy and the unlucky. This is so important. Because what happens is this person was very unhappy. I could tell they were unhappy in a lot of areas. They were going to bring that negativity into me, and it's just not going to be worth it. Does that make sense? So what happens a lot of times when you bring one of these coaching clients on, some of them are going to expect you to absorb their problem or their constraint and work within the restrictions they're giving you instead of you giving them. You have to be the coach. You have to be the coach. Now, when you tell someone as a coach, as a consultant, this is your next place and they don't do it, this is your next job, this is your next task, this is what you have to do next, that has to be very firm, because a lot of them will come back with questions. I need help, this isn't working. You need to have a very clear, definitive, okay, remember last time we talked, this is what we discussed. Has that been accomplished? Have you done this yet? And if not, then the question is simply why. Just why and listen. Just why and listen. And that is going to be very important. That's going to be very important because that's going to push them to realize I'm not unconsciously, they're just coming back looking for more a place to voice, another place to throw blame. But when you say, okay, we can discuss that once you've accomplished this. Have you completed this task I gave you? And if not, then why? They're paying you. And see, if you can look ahead in the future and you see this person's going to be, that kind of person that's going to always bring those, and it's just that negative connotation, then it's easy to say, no, I'm not going to, either A, my price is going to be this, because you know you're going to have to spend extra time with them, or B, I choose not to work with you. Okay? There's also another, now this is a little harder to say sometimes, but you have to learn these four words. That's not my problem. It's a very powerful way of separating pity from reality. Okay? So, have you accomplished this task? I ask you to go in and write three blog articles that we can use to repurpose and whatever your task is, for instance, this digital marketing company. And they said, no, I haven't. Because of this or because of that. They give a reason. People always give an excuse why they haven't. And then they, they'll give an excuse why they haven't, or why they don't think it's going to work, and then they'll jump back and they go back into complaining mode. But you've got to learn to politely say, listen, I asked you to go back and do that. Have you done that? No, I haven't. Well, that's not my problem. Take some time to, and then tell them what to do. Okay? So that's not my problem. So take some time today to write out or source out those three articles so we can get them on your blog and we can begin to repurpose them. And once you've done that, then let's continue our conversation. So that's probably where we need to end our coaching call today. And they're going to be like, what do you mean this is where we need to end our coaching call? This is where we need to end our coaching call. Get that done or we cannot move forward. I follow a proven process, but we must have the process. I heard Russell Brunson with ClickFunnels once said he hired a coach and the coach gave him an assignment and he came on a call in the next week and he's paying his coach a lot of money and the coach said, did you accomplish this? And he said, oh no, man, I'm so busy, you know, with ClickFunnels, so busy, blah, blah. He said, okay, then we'll talk again next week. Go and do what we ask you to do and we'll talk again next week. Okay, I will, but what about today? What are we talking about today? And he's like, there's nothing to talk about today. If you did not take the next step. See, this is where you got to learn to tell someone, that's not my problem. And you've also got to learn to say no. It's okay to say no to clients, okay? It's okay to say, this isn't going to work within me. I had a client literally 2-3 days ago. They sent me a proposal. This is what we want. It was very profitable, but it did not fit within my spiritual beliefs. That makes sense? And so I said, listen, I'm sorry, but I'm not the one for you. And, you know, I would recommend moving over in this area or go to this person. You gotta learn how to say no, guys. Because when you learn to say no, you're narrowing the field down. You're really cutting your niche down to who you choose to work with that you can truly give exceptional service to. And when you're at $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 per client, then you don't need to work with as many as if you were selling a $300 course. Make sense? Go out there, change lives today. Change lives today. Get wealthy doing it. Jump over to callwithwayne.com if you want to schedule a call with me. 10, 15 minutes. Let's look at your business model. Let's see how we can help you grow it, move in it to a new level. And I promise you at least one aha moment on the call. So callwithwayne.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Make it a great day. God bless.
Thanks again for listening. And be sure to pick up your free resources to help build your coaching or consulting practice at howtosellyourcoaching.com.